Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hi everybody. This is Jim Mitchell, and I don't just introduce myself right off the bat. But there's so much else to do. I'm going to forget if I don't do that. So that's not the important thing. We are back with another episode of Taboo Topics, and my husband is with me as always, and we just have so much to cover. But Lori, first of all, let's start with a few basic things. Happy New Year! Great to have you back with us, and hope your year is off to a good start.
Thank you, and happy 2024.
Thank you. And today we're celebrating Martin Luther King Day, which is a holiday that probably doesn't get enough recognition and what it means to many people in this country. And it's one that maybe we should just acknowledge for a minute before we get started.
Thank you. I think that's a great idea.
Very important day to people, and one we should all take a little minute to recognize and think about. So we encourage everyone to do that. And then, oh my goodness, we've got ourselves a busy year ahead with you, a lot to talk about. And it's interesting that today we're going to talk about managing resistance to change. We rely on you to help us through a lot of conversations about M&A and other changes and things happening in business. You spend a lot of time in C-suite consulting and working with private equity and moving people through it. And I think of that because beginning of the new year, people always have New Year's resolutions. They're going to get better at this. They're going to do things differently. And, you know, adapting to change is one thing many of us have a hard time with. So I think this is timely. And tell me a little bit about your experience and just how change impacts employees when a company is bought or sold or merges.
Well, I think, first of all, good morning, everybody. And, you know, I think you just basically said it. All of the resolutions that we make, right, new year, new me, and then they last for just a couple of weeks, right, and then we're back to doing the same things that we did before. I think it's interesting that we are bringing it up today because I just had a call about, like, what you're going to stop doing, what you do, what did you reflect on 2023? And I think it's really important to just remember that everybody is at some point or another resistant to any type of change because not all change is good and not all change is bad, but change is consistent. And I think that the thing that I took away from that meeting was that when you show up, right, whatever it is that you want to make that change, it's baby steps, and to be consistent because your actions have a ripple effect, whether it's positive or negative. So I think this is something that was a great takeaway for me that I'd like to, you know, just share with you today in this podcast.
Yeah, and as we talk about changes in the corporate world, particularly a merger, one company being absorbed by another, or even they're joining forces, there's change for both. But one thing we could all get better at as well is communication, and I want to start there. So if a deal is being made, how important is it to have really direct and complete communication with employees?
Well, I want to start with, you know, just remembering that I am in the private equity space, right? And so I'm usually in that portfolio company, which in the PE space, in a portfolio, it is the goal to be sold, to merge, to be acquired. So in that respect, when I hire people or when I'm interviewing people and they say to me, which they often do, I'd like to retire here, my response is very, you know, very open and very direct. There's a good chance you possibly will not, because at some point the goal is to sell this company, right? Now, so yes, I think that being upfront with somebody, walking into a situation where they've come from corporate world, they haven't been acquired, and they want to retire at a PE portfolio company is highly unlikely. So I think it's important to be very upfront. Now, when you have, I would not say that you shouldn't tell other people or be upfront. I think it's always the important thing to remember the people element. And when you don't share that information, that's where we fall short of communication. So it is important whether you're PE or corporate.
Now, you and I have talked as you took us through your guide to selling your business. One of the things that you can't always tell employees, there's a certain period of time where the deal is being done, and that has to kind of remain quiet. But once something is completed and word is out, there's going to be change. So do employees, are they more likely to buy in and get it if you show them a plan that says, all right, there are going to be changes, here's what they are, here's what it means to you, let's get rolling, as opposed to being too quiet and kind of hiding some of the details from them?
Again, Jim, you are right on, because you find it both ways. You think that, so let me take a step back.
Okay.
I found that in companies, it's a better chance of keeping talented people when they feel they have options. And I think that the more, just by experience, that the more people understand the why, the how, the when, as much as you can tell them, when you can tell them, they are not as emotionally threatened that their position is going to be eliminated. And that gives them a little bit more stability where they don't want to leave right away. And a lot of times case in point, this past year I've seen more things that I care to admit, but I've seen changes happen so quickly, and we lost the entire C-suite team within 2 months.
So, so you were kind enough to credit me for asking you a good question. You just jumped my next question, because I was going to ask when there are going to be changes. Thinking of your employees, whether it's a small staff, large staff, you want to be conscious of them, treat them well. But is it better just to rip the Band-Aid off and say, hey, these are the changes that are effective today, or can you tiptoe and kind of go slowly and, build them in over time?
So I'm going to credit you again, because this is an excellent question. In my experience, what I have seen is new owners sometimes really come in, they enter an environment with the belief that they can make a change at any time. They sometimes, and they do. They make these changes. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. It's this type of approach when you rip the Band-Aid right off. For example, a company that I had worked with that merged, they wanted the two companies to have the same time off. And instead of having a conversation with these people about how they were going to no longer offer any of their PTO to roll over, they were taking away certain days, they wrote it in an email. And my thought was, wow, this is the type of thing that, and I was very adamant about, you need to talk to these people about what you're taking away, why you're taking it away, because people value their PTO. And when you take away that PTO like that, that means they've just lost more money, more time with their family, whatever it is. So I think that when you're going to make changes, whether they're big or small, I think that in my experience, I think it's best that the new owner, the new leadership team really understand the people, what motivates them, and then maybe it's a process, whether it's PTO or not, but know the people, know the process, know what works, and then kind of implement from there. I have seen so much double work when you come into making a process, you don't communicate with anybody, you make your own changes, and you make so much chaos because people don't know the expectation, they don't know what your outcome is, they don't know what the goal is. So it's just creating chaos. So know what gather the facts first, and then implement the changes as you see necessary. That would be my advice.
Well, and that's why we come to you for advice. This is Lori Husband that we're hearing from Valuable Resource Company. Consulting in the C-Suite is the podcast series, formerly known as Taboo Topics. Lori has a great deal of background consulting and working in HR and mergers and so many things on the corporate side. She shares information with us regularly here on this podcast, and you can get more information at her website, vrc-hr.com. You have talked many times about leadership, about the role of management, the CEO, and the folks in the C-suite. During a merger, after a merger, as things are taking shape, is that the time to avoid that email you just referenced and for leaders to step up and be visible and be seen for a little while?
I would say, yeah, show up. Just show up, right? But I think that it's having that hard conversation. And that allows, the employees, they gain the respect from you by having that difficult conversation with them rather than hiding behind an email.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I'm working with a company that has 5,000 employees. I'm working with companies that have less than 100 employees that you can gather them together and have a conversation.
Those conversations go a long way, as do, and I'm going to take you back to earlier in your career, something that was very important to you, which is employee training, getting employees ready for the work that they're supposed to do. During a merger, during this transition, is this a time that training, extra sessions with employees is important? Does that smooth the transition as people learn new jobs and learn new ways of doing things?
Yes, training is extremely important to me. However, I'm not sure that it's training during this time. I think during this time, it is really understanding, again, what the employee needs to be able to perform. What tools do they need? What conversations do they have? How do we keep them? And when we know that, that's when we can start putting training in place. So, yeah, your systems are going to change. All of your IT may change, things like that, your communication paths, your emails, whatever. Those are all going to have a possibility of changing. So, yes, once you know what those changes are, then it is important to train them on those tools that you've changed.
So we've got 2 minutes left. You're going to tell me that this should be a whole separate podcast, so just give me a little bit before I let you go here. But what's the role of HR in all of this?
We are the advocate for the employee and the company. And I think that in my experience, you are there to understand the temperature of what people are feeling, what they're thinking. You're disrupting their entire life. And it's okay to be human because we all have emotions and we all have families and we all have things to take care of. And so it's a good idea for HR to show up and really be an advocate to explain to leadership, because they're not going to go to leadership, right? They're going to leave. If they have nobody to talk to, they're just going to leave. And so I'd rather be that person that can be the voice for them when they are not comfortable doing it.
And then quickly, when you merge and say, these are the things that are going to change, these are the things that will be different, are there ways then in 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, 6 months, whatever it might be, to track that and to have some feedback to employees and say, hey, this is what we wanted to do. Here's how it's going. Here are some metrics. Great job, or we have to improve?
Oh, absolutely. It's by being SMART. And you know what that acronym is, right? Specific,
mm-hmm.
measurable, achievable, relevant, and timely. So, yes, absolutely.
All right. So, we got a lot more to talk about. We've got more conversations coming up in Consulting in the C-Suite with Lori Husband. Along these lines, we're going to talk about change, talk about mergers and things that happen in the corporate world. You may not want to wait till the next one comes out. So, Lori, where do people get a hold of you to have further conversations?
Yes, let's have a chat. 847-401-0014.
All right, Lori, thanks so much for being with us. So we're looking forward to a great 2024 together. I appreciate your time as always. And as I said, a lot of great conversations coming up, so we will look forward to enjoying those. And thank everyone for being with us. Many, many more conversations come up. And, of course, if you look back, we've got plenty of past conversations that can also be downloaded and listened to. So please take a look, and we'll talk to you all again soon.